the World Food Program, WFP, has been forced to reduce food rations to some 500,000 refugees, mainly Somali and South Sudanese refugees who are living in Dadaab and Kakuma camps in remote areas of northern Kenya. The 50% ration cuts, they come as WFP is having difficulties to raise the necessary funding to cover its refugee operation for the next 6 months.
Can you briefly tell us as to why the WFP is getting these difficulties of funds at this particular time?
We are in a situation where the world is facing lots of humanitarian crises around. So you have, at this time in the world, a lot of emergencies which have required from donors that the donors bring in their support. The donors are quite stretched, and many of these emergencies are facing similar funding shortfalls. And that's why, for instance, we may have that situation. So if I'm talking about emergencies in the world, there is the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. There is the Syrian crisis, the situation in Iraq. There is the situation in the Central African Republic. All of these, of course, are requiring a lot of contributions from the donor governments who are stretched. And it's within that context, WFP has support from its usual donors. They've provided support, but then we have come to a point in terms of the refugee operation in Kenya where we have done everything that WFP could do to avoid reducing rations, but cutting rations is the last resort, and WFP is doing so that they can use the limited food that WFP currently has available over the next 10 weeks. We continue to appeal to the international community to assist.
What is going to happen to these refugees? To what extent will they be affected by this cut?
There are implications. WFP distributes food twice a month in both Dadaab and Kakuma camps, and the cuts start with the distribution cycle beginning on November 16. The refugees will be receiving a food ration which is equivalent to 1,050 calories per day. That is 50% decrease in their daily intake. WFP expects to continue distributing reduced rations until the end of January 2015. By February 2015, a substantial in-kind food contribution from the United States is expected to arrive in the country, and this would be available to cover some 6 weeks for food requirements.
Is it going to as well affect South Sudan?
Already, WFP operations on our major emergencies around the world all are facing shortfalls, which includes our operation here in South Sudan. Donor support was critical in allowing WFP and its partners to provide urgently needed assistance since the start of the crisis here in South Sudan. And WFP has reached more than 2.5 million people with food and nutrition support so far this year. But we must sustain the relief effort here in South Sudan, and we do need more resources to do so. We require close to $341 million for South Sudan for the next 6 months. So we are appealing to donors to continue to support WFP, and we are hopeful that they will be able to come to the assistance of not only WFP, but all other humanitarian organizations working here in South Sudan. And of course, for WFP working in Kenya, we are already facing such a challenging situation, which has forced WFP in that instance.
You did mention that this cutting in Kakuma and Dadaab refugee camps in Kenya will at least last for around 10 weeks. After the 10 weeks, what happened? Are you going to resume like full or normal distribution of ration?
If we don't have any indication of further contributions from donor, we would expect to reduce these rations until the end of January 2015. Very important to indicate here that WFP depends entirely on voluntary contributions from donors who generously support food assistance for the people whom WFP serves. We understand that there are competing humanitarian needs around the world. We realize that budgets are tight, but nonetheless, we must call for more funding so that we can work with the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees to meet the urgent needs of these vulnerable people who have no other means of support.